Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, the events just keep on coming to Shepparton, and kicking off next week, it is Shepparton Music Week. And to tell us all about it is Yorta Yorta artist Neil Morris. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Ah, thanks for your time this morning. Now, this seems like a fantastic event, a series of workshops and music celebrations to promote and foster growth and participation of our diverse communities. Tell us all about it, Neil.
Yeah, that's definitely part of what the week is about. As you've just spoken about there, it is very much about fostering growth locally within those people that are already participating in music in various formats, and to help connect people who are already participating in various ways, and to give a special attention to the fact that it is really important to community to have such a powerful thing as music for people to participate in, and to bring that attention to other people as well, whether that's to attract more people locally who are involved in music to get along and become a part of these events and grow as a part of a broader community, and also to extend that knowledge of these wonderful things beyond the local community as well, and to raise awareness around that whilst actually delivering some really powerful events.
We're seeing some amazing talent locally, aren't we?
Absolutely, yes. I believe we've always had some amazing talent come out of the local region, and so one of the things, I guess, myself being involved in music that I see is that, as with most things, when you give more attention to cultivating something, you get a greater result out of it. And certainly there's the hope that the more energy we can put into focusing that growth and development, that we can get so much more talent as well emerge forth.
And Indigenous artists locally have really been central to this push, haven't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We've had amazing talent all the way back to original times of our people, and obviously song is quite central to who we are as a cultural aspect of our identity, and I think that's something that's really important to remember in terms of the cultural depths that song has been vital to as a cog to all aspects of our identity and living on this land, and there's no reason that that's any different today. So continuing music really is continuing something that's thousands of years old and hopefully got thousands of years more life left in it. And I guess the beautiful thing now is that we can share song, and there's multiple ethnicities and groups of people living on this land, and we can share in that together, and that's a really special thing.
Here on 1FM Live and Local, we are talking to Yorta Yorta artist Neil Morris about Shep Music Week, which kicks off next week. Neil, there looks like some fantastic workshops, developing music environments on Indigenous land on Monday, on Tuesday, an artist development intensive on Wednesday, an industry discussion, the All Ages Tour on Friday at Victoria Park Lake will be a fantastic part of it as well. And I see that Isaiah Firebrace, who of course is an Indigenous artist, doing a songwriting workshop also on Saturday.
Yes, and we've got a show Saturday night as well, which Isaiah will be headlining. So it's a real great diversity. There's a bit of something for hopefully everyone to pop down and get involved and have a look. And these events are all free as well. So through registering through Music Victoria's Eventbrite page, one can find all of the events to participate in, and really excited to see a range of people down there, and hopefully some people that I haven't connected with before that are involved in music, or maybe haven't been involved in music yet but have got an interest in the space, and see this as something where they can expand on that interest and become a part of a bigger network and community of people within music.
Can you tell me a bit more about this All Ages Tour? Because that's touring regional Victoria, isn't it?
Yes, so the All Ages Tour is an event that's driven largely by the push a youth music organisation based out of Melbourne that do projects across the state. And through this project, they're doing a range of all ages shows across the whole state. I think some of them are free shows. This one's actually ticketed, and this one will feature an incredible Indigenous artist by the name of Kai, who's a Gunditjmara artist from the southwest of the state. And there will be Kian Brownfield, who I believe has had a pretty big impact through Triple J Unearth from a few years back, and actually has a collaboration with an artist from Shepparton as well, which is pretty exciting to have that performed, hopefully this Friday as well.
I think as they go around, they choose a couple of local artists to whatever area they're in to kind of highlight, which is a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important as part of all music, where possible, to have local representation in terms of as opposed to just dropping things in places that don't have any localised impact. I think that's really important, and they've done that with this show and understood that that's important, particularly in inspiring youth and knowing that there's an opportunity and a seat at the table for them in things, even if they're still emerging and growing.
Absolutely. I think one of those artists is April Sofra. She's been on this program a number of times, and she's been producing her own songs for years. So I know I think she would be very, very excited about that opportunity. And you learn so much by performing and meeting those industry professionals, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's one of the biggest ways that you can realise what your path can be is actually being exposed to things that might have seemed out of reach. But you know, one of the biggest things I've learned with music is that it's a big world, but when people start connecting, that world doesn't seem as big, and things that you might not have thought were achievable, they start to become things that feel quite real. And so the more of that is absolutely for the better, and everybody wins from that, because we get greater music and more connectivity, and ultimately, I guess for me, that's one of the things you hope for with music is connectivity between people, an expansion of sharing of the gifts of the thing that is music, which is absolutely important to all humans.
Tell us about your musical journey, Neil.
My musical journey started writing lyrics at the age of 13 here on Yorta Yorta Country in Moorabbina, where I've returned to living again. And, you know, there wasn't necessarily a lot of opportunity to continue music as a younger person, so I ended up more involved in sports in my later teens and came back to music in my 20s, actually, and slowly, I guess, found a pathway. I began playing guitar when I was 23 after, you know, not necessarily thinking that it was something I was able to do. I thought maybe that the opportunity had passed me by to be able to play a musical instrument and pursue those sides of music. And so I ended up doing that, and you know, one thing went from the next, and developing myself up, building myself up in a probably a span of close to a decade, and eventually got to a position where I said, you know, I really want to try and do something that might be considered pursuing music professionally, so to speak. And I ended up starting to spend time in Melbourne with that. And from there, I was able to connect with some really amazing people just by going to some events that one particular night that had a jam-based event, an open mic kind of night. And I was invited up to jump up on the stage and be a part of that, and went from there to starting to put on my own shows and having a set of my own music and just continually growing and connecting with people. And as one thing went from the next, started to release music and been in a privileged position to now travel to the other side of the world with my music and be able to do all kinds of amazing things with it and travel across this country as well, obviously. So,
well, great to have you back locally, and thanks for all you're doing to facilitate, you know, those sorts of experiences in our young people. As I said, Czech Music Week kicks off next week. I think you were saying the best place probably to check, there's so many events we can't really do them all justice this morning, but I think you were saying the best place to see them is on the Music Victoria website.
Yes, Music Victoria website is one way to find them, or they can be found on the Music Victoria Eventbrite page, where each of the events will have their individual event link to jump on there and read more about the events and hopefully sign up to attend a few.
Yeah, I think Czech Music Week has its own Facebook page too. So if any of these things interest you, there's a number of different ways that you can find out more. And I'm sure Neil has inspired you to do so. So thanks so much for talking to us this morning, Neil, and I hope all the events next week go very well.
Beautiful. Thank you, Terry.
This is John Painter.
And Trevor Franklin
from Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 5821 2111. That's 5821 2111.
1FM sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises, as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team, and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.